Hebrews chapter 6. Now, there are some things I'm going to say to you today that apostolically will take you into another dimension in your faith. And your lives will have to change because of some of the things that the Spirit of God is revealing at this moment. There are some things God said to me even this morning about this message that I want to share. But I want to say it enough time for it to anchor, for it to get, because, you know, it's got to get down in your spirit, because it's almost a new saying, per se. Somebody have said it, but it haven't been said here. All right. Now, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 and 19, Hebrews 6, verse 18 and 19, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that's a good word, isn't it? We might have a strong consolation. In other words, assurance or something to hold us even when it looked like it's not working out. Are you here? Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Now, underline the hope set before us, because I'm going to talk about hope this morning. Which hope, verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your soul need an anchor. Because when you believe in God for something, if it don't show up, your soul gonna act up. Your mind, your emotion, your will, your feeling, they're all gonna be climbing at you. Not working, not working, not working. So you see here that hope, now I'm gonna tell you something ahead of time. Hope keep your faith under the water long enough for it to become strong. See, you didn't get it. Hope keep your faith under the water. That's a situation. Long enough for your faith to become strong. If your hope is not strong, your faith cannot be strong. And I believe that at large, the church been having faith seminars and faith, you know, but I think that hope is a thing that's going to cause you to grow swiftly in your faith. Sometimes hope hold your faith down like you're going to get drowned. See, but hope seeing the future. So hope is holding faith till faith see the future. You're dealing with something right now. Just the word I just spoke about, that hope. That divine assurance, supernatural assurance from God, it will come to pass. But if your soul get out of order, your spirit can't really do what it need to do. That's why Hebrews 4:12 tells us about the word of God. It's sharper than a two-edged sword to divide the soul from the spirit. You see, you take the word of God. I'm going to show you another scripture. Turn to Romans 15 now. Romans 15. We talked about abandoning hope last time I was here. But we're going to talk about how to live in the power of supernatural hope. How to live in the power of, I didn't say hope. I said supernatural hope. Supernatural hope is produced by the word of God, just like faith is. And supernatural hope is produced and maintained, listen, by the power of the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost has something to do with your hope. The Holy Ghost keep everything in place while everything looks like it's going out of wax. And I don't think we have lost territories in our faith. I think where a lot of territory was lost is in our hope. Are you listening to me? When I came across these two scriptures here in the 15th chapter of Romans, I read the Bible before, but it smacked me powerful because the Lord started telling me about hope. And I think these are masterpieces. In Romans 15. We read them last Sunday, you remember? I'm going to read from the first verse, fourth verse first. Whenever I get there. Satan tried to stop my meeting in Gretna. Now, you know, he just jumping and jumping. Jump right all out of here. Fifteen and four now. Now, eat. You need to eat. You need to see what's being said about hope. And it tell you where hope come from. It says in the fourth verse, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. You see that? That we through what? And what? Of what? Might have what? Patience and comfort of the scripture, that we might have hope. You see that? Do you see that? Huh? So you can't really have hope without scripture. Hope is built in the word of God. Hope will hold or anchor your soul until the manifestation comes. You know, sometimes we get discouraged. We've been believing God, saying scriptures, dancing, jumping, and don't look like some change. Everything changed for everybody else, but don't like it changes for me. Well, he's aiming to make you stronger. As you learn about supernatural hope, you're never hopeless. Hope reminds us, hope is a divine assurance, a supernatural assurance from heaven. Hope reminds us that God will never fail you. Hope holds us in place until God comes through. Faith has no foundation without hope. So you try to believe for something and you're not hoping for it, you get in trouble. How many been there? I've been there before. I read the scripture. Give me some faith. I read the scripture. But then it didn't show up Tuesday. Now my faith dancing in the back of the room like it's drunk or something. You know what I'm saying? But I need a mixture of faith and hope. You know, now faith is the substance of things hope for. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, I believe hope has something to do with evidence. Hope is a divine assurance that God imprints on my heart and my mind when everything look hopeless and helpless and look like I'm not going to make it, still there's something divine happening on the inside of me. Let me say it to you another way. This is one God gave me. Hope, hold your faith in place until the supernatural manifests. We read that Romans 4 last Sunday, Romans 4, how against hope, he believed in hope. There's two different kinds of hope. But hope, hold your faith in place until a supernatural manifests. All supernaturalness, you listening, is not instant. I know about immediately, straight away. But all supernatural things don't happen instantly. So you have to have a supernatural hope to hold a supernatural faith until a supernatural manifests. We've been crippled because we have not placed enough emphasis on hope, expecting God to do something. He's never too late. He's always on time. But you got to have that hope because your faith get to rattling. Because faith won't make it happen. But hope holds faith in place. I keep repeating that because I want you to see that. Now, notice this. Here's a powerful word in the 13th verse of that 15th chapter. Powerful word. Well, look here. Now the God of hope. What? Look back in verse 5. Now the God of patience. I really believe patience and hope are cousins. Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in your believing. I know who he said fill you with joy and peace. That's two fruit of the Spirit. In your believing. In other words, while you believe it, the God of hope going to give you some joy and peace. Why? You know he can't fail. Now you can get your answer this morning. Anything been bothering you, you can get the answer this morning. Listen, now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing that you may, see, don't leave out of hope, that you may what? Abound in hope. How? Oh, my goodness. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost is the one to hold us into hope. Are you seeing that? Then our faith can work and hope be working. And then we can arrive to the place where we're going. So hope is an anchor to our soul for the supernatural to manifest. You got that? Now, listen, I'm going to ask you a question. How to keep your hope flowing when everything else seemed to have shut down? Even your faith. Hebrews 6:12. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promise. See, he's actually saying through faith and hope. Patience is a manifestation of hope. Are you hearing me? You see that what he said in Hebrews 6 and 12? What he's saying, now if you read, I'm not going to read all of it, Hebrews 6, 12 through 20, why it's so powerful, you know it's already done. Look at your name and tell them it's already done. Say, what you all fluffy up about? If God told it to you, just because you don't have it don't mean you don't have it. Hope is an anchor for the soul. Never, listen class, never pull up your anchor of hope. No matter not, don't never pull it up. Because it's anchoring everything else down. It's anchoring the supernatural down. It's anchoring God down to his word. He's anchoring down what you're believing for. It's anchoring down long enough for your faith to catch on what's going on. See, hope deal with the future. Hope call things that be not as though they were. That's God. See, that's another realm. Hope take you into a spiritual realm to believe God when you can't see nothing. Amen. Turn to Acts 27. Let me show you something. What can I do when it seems like all hope is lost? I've prayed. I've talked to this person. I've did everything I could to try to bring them back on the right line or get the house straight, and they still seem like it's getting worse and worse. I'm praying 2 hours a day. Why this thing ain't working? This person ain't changing. God said he can do it, and they ain't not doing it. Huh? And so you almost have lost hope. Say this hopeless thing. You know, you come to that point sometime. You can't do that. Somebody got to be still standing. Huh? I'm not going to preach long this morning. Somebody got to be still standing. Some of y'all been praying for a short sermon. You'll get it this morning. Look out, man. Turn to Acts 27. Now to change Bob, I got to find out where that scripture was. In verse 20, Acts 27:20. Now the man of God had spoken to these people, but they didn't listen to what he said. They listened to the weather. And see, a lot of time, a real man, a real woman of God, tell you to go from where the weather look good. See, and a lot of time we think we're operating by faith, but we're operating by what we see. And so when that get cloudy, we through. The Holy Spirit want to teach you at your cloudiest moment, your biggest breakthrough wait for you. Y'all, undoubtedly y'all didn't hear me over here. The Holy Spirit teaches us in your most cloudiest moment, your biggest breakthrough is waiting on you. See, cloudy moments in hard situation is exercising your muscle in your faith. You got to have some time things not going right. You don't need to pray for it, but you're going to have some time because Satan got to know you know who you are. You know who Christ is. You know the finished work. You know the blood. You know the name of Jesus. A Christian without hope is like a ship without a sail. You're not going nowhere. So I believe we overemphasized faith and brought demeanor or dismantled hope. You got to have both of them. Now, whatever you're dealing with this morning, your answer's in this house today. Hold fast to your confession of faith without waiting, for he is faithful, that promise. But it ain't nothing but hope, but hope got to be there. Rescued by hope. Rescued by hope. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Rescued by hope. That's why you're here this morning, that you may be rescued by hope. It hasn't worked out. It don't seem like it's working out. But now you're getting a revelation that it has to work out, because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. And so this morning you're being rescued by supernatural divine hope in God's word, backed up by the power of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, here's what I'm having to say. You can't ever take a Christian out. You heard me? Why? I have hope. I don't see nothing. I don't feel nothing, but I know something. But I said, I don't see nothing. I don't feel nothing, but I know something. Come on, saints. I don't see nothing. I don't feel nothing, but I know something. I'm hearing this in my spirit. Discern it the way you want. You out. Because this morning you're connecting your hope back in place, and you don't care what happened. You know that when the dust gets through flying, you, God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the angels gonna be on top. May I give you another word? And I mean, y'all gotta chew on these words. I'm here now. You can't be stopped. There's no power. There's no foe, there's no enemy who is strong enough to stop you, because Jesus proved that. And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. So if he couldn't stop Jesus, can't stop me. If you're encouraged, wave your hand. Because I know we go through things. I know we go through things. And sometimes we wonder why. But move the wondering and put hope in his place. I hope I'm helping three people here. It's a powerful thing, man, because hope is such a dynamic working of God. Come on, sit down. Let me show you a few things. A few more things. Government. When we understand government, when government speak, we better hold on to it. We got to get more in a greater trust to whom God has put us under. And their voice, unless they violate scripture, should be God's voice to you. My man of God said, see, now, if you're not hooked up right, it's not going to be for you. You're too casual. You got to catch on that God has his government. That's what I like about the apostolic church. God got his government set up for divine order, for a divine flow. Watch what I read now. Watch what we read now. Or watch what I say now. Because the man of God had spoken, but the weather looked good. In the 27th chapter of Acts. When the weather looked good, they took up their anchor and went out. But they ran into a stone. Now, nobody got the answer now. Everybody running around on the ship. What we going to do? What we going to do? Nobody got the answer. The man of God said, hold up. Hold up. If you listen to me from the first, you wouldn't be in this mess, but I'm still going to get you out. Y'all not. Have you ever been in something and you know you was part of it and God got you out? Y'all don't want to talk to me now. Everybody hold it. All of y'all been through that. Unless you're not a human being, you an alien. Because you have done some things, you thought you was right, but you find out, man, I'm not right. I got to hurry up and get back where I was supposed to be. Come on, talk to me in here. You will never lose a battle again. Because hope will always stand up in every situation and hold your hand and say, don't panic. Don't panic. It's going to come through. Don't panic. You believe in God for something this morning? Huh? Catch your point hand next to you. Tell them, don't panic. Hope got you. Tell them, hope got you. You need your healing? You need your healing? Hope got it. Listen to what I'm saying, Janet. Hope holds in place what God says belong to you. Oh, man. God, dog, man. Huh? So there's a lot of things you haven't received yet, but guess what? It's locked down. Nobody else can get it because it belongs to you. How y'all believe psychology and don't believe the word of God? How y'all believe fiction and don't believe the word of God? Come on, y'all, I'm talking to you. Hope got that thing you believe for locked down until your faith can reach it. Might not come tonight. Might not come tomorrow night. Might not come next month. But it got to come. Might not change today. Might not change tomorrow. But it got to change. Give the Lord a loud praise. Now I'm going to preach a few more minutes. What time that is? A few more minutes. Look. Yeah. They call this a due season. Now, let's see a combination of faith, hope, love, test, trial, all in the same place. But it says, Romans 5, it says, and hope make it not ashamed. Why it didn't say faith don't make you ashamed? It says, and hope maketh not ashamed. That's a powerful statement. That put hope at another attitude to me. And he talked about all he goes through. He talked about what faith can do for you and how you have access. Let's look at it. Romans chapter 5. I got a little book here we're going to make some hope confession out of. Let me say a few things to you. You turn to Romans chapter 5. You can't have strong faith with weak hope. They are hope builders. God, peace, power of the Holy Ghost, joy, believing, patient, and comfort of the Scripture. Those are all hope builders. They hold you while you're waiting. Listen, I'm going to give you another statement. Hope keep you on base while your faith is running from one base to another. So therefore, listen, I hear something else now in the spirit. Therefore, when the Lord gave me that, I didn't know what he's saying, but I see it now. Now, let me say it again, because I just heard something else. Watch what he said. Hope keep you on base while your faith is running from one base to another to bring your request to pass. And you know what I heard? That means you can't be put out. Your faith not working. Yeah, but hope on base. Yeah, you see, hope never play off base. Hope stay on base. It's faith dancing around because faith trying to get what hope's saying. But you can't be put out. See, the time you got discouraged and the time you thought it wasn't working, you were off base with faith. Hope was hollering at you. Hey, safe. I know a few things might not be going right in your home, might not be going right on your job, might not be going right in your body, might not be going right in your finances, but bless God, this message this morning should help you. We are a people of hope. Christ in me, the hope of glory, man. See, some people think hope just for the other world. No, hope for today. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good God Almighty. Now, Acts 27, that's where you are? I tell you, turn somewhere else. Romans 5, go back to Acts 27. I don't want to pass this up. I'm going to give you a moment. Acts 27 and 20. Now, here's your situation. Here's what I come to preach you out of this morning. I want everybody to leave me up blowing their horn singing. You blow your horn in the wedding. We're getting married this morning. We're learning the revelation of hope. Blow your horn when you get out there. Blow your horn. Blow your horn. Put your hand out the window and wave. I'm not playing. I want some horn blowing. You blow that horn, girl. Why are you blowing your horn? I have hope. Look at this, because you've been here before. In verse 20, when neither sun nor star in many days appear, dark, you know, and no small tempest, you know, storm is rough, lay hold on us. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Wow, wow. But you need a man of God. Preach hope back into you. That's what I come this morning to preach hope back into you. Don't let Satan lie to you. Preach hope back into you. You're going to be what you say you're going to be. You're going to have what you say you're going to have. And you're going to live where you want to live. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Right in the face of adversity. Right in the face of high blood pressure, I see my blood pressure normal. Huh? Talk to me. Why? I have hope in the healing power of Jesus. Now watch. Watch what happened. In verse 21, watch this man of God preach the hope to him now. But after long abstinence, Paul stood. Fought in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. Watch this now. And how I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life, among you but of the ship. For they are stood by me this night. The angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Do you serve him? You belong to him? You belong to him? I said, do you belong to him? Do you serve him? Well, it got to come out the same way. Watch what he said. Watch what he said. Saying, I mean, verse 24. Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, oh my goodness. Yeah, it'd make a difference where you go to church. According to where you want to go, you know. Look what he said. God have given thee all them that sail with thee. Why do you think people live so old up here? Past all the years, past all the death mark up, just keep going. I got people been with me since I've been here, 40 some years. And they're older than me. And they're still rolling. You can't have that word going through you all the time and not get strong. That is right. They said God got it, see? And then, you know, the ship didn't go under. Let me make a few hope confessions. Look like it's good for the Holy Ghost. Say it's good. Turn to Psalm 42:5. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. Why are you cast down, O my inner self? And why should you mourn over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall yet praise him, my help and my God. It's the Amplified Bible. All right, yet a declaration. Let's make it. I will no longer be discouraged. I will no longer be downcast, because I put my hope in God. I cease putting my hope in other people's promises. I put my hope and expectation in God and his promises. Amen. That's a good one, isn't it? All right, let's get another one now. Psalm 33:18. I'm going to read it out another translation in his book, but I want you. Psalm 33:18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love. All right? Make this declaration. My hope is in God's steadfast love. His eye is always on me. And I expect his favor today. Hallelujah. Psalm 71:14. But I will hope continuously. No, hold it. I'm reading the scripture. I'm going to give you a confession. You confess when I tell you. But I will hope continuously. Nah, you don't want to say that. Hold up. But I will hope continuously and will yet praise thee more and more. That's Psalm 71:14. And now your declaration of hope. I have continued hope. God has given me the gift of hope. And I praise him continuously for it. Let's do one or two more, then we'll close. We're not doing bad. Psalm 94:19. I'm going to read out the New Living Translation, but you follow me, all right? Oh, this is a good one. Here's what the Living Bible says. When doubt filled my mind, your comfort give me renewed hope and cheer. How many have been there? Doubt filled your mind. Listen, Psalm 94:19, and you will read it in the New Living Translation. When doubt fills my mind, your comfort give me renewed hope and cheer. All right, a decoration. I have new hope every day.
I have new hope every day.
Because of the comfort of the Holy Spirit,
and the Word of God.
See, that's Romans 15:4 and Romans 15:13 right there. You just confessed it. All right? All right? Praise God for continual hope. Now, this confession, we're going to make it in a few moments. This confession is, I am immovable as a mountain. Psalm 125:1. I am as immovable as a mountain. Those who trust in, lean on, you there? And confidently hope in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abide and stand forever. See how important hope is? Let's make the confession. I hope in the Lord, and am as immovable as a mountain. I abide. I stand fast because I trust in and confidently hope in God. All right, let's do this last one here. Then, all right, we'll do the last one. My wife said, get it up, get the mic up. Man, I ain't used to carrying this mug around here. Them guys won't put that little yip thing on me when I was in Chicago. I said, man, I won't wear it. That thing be beating upside my head. I done got used to this lapel thing, you know. Definitely ain't used to this thing, but Satan wanted to rob us of this message this morning. See, y'all blow your horn when y'all leave out of here. Look, they think we're crazy already. So they left last Sunday, girl. You should have heard them horn blowing. They gone out of their mind. Absolutely. I will blow my horn when I'm leaving. All right, I'm going to read from another translation, Romans 5. My turn, get ready to take over. Y'all can serve communion stuff. So I'm going to sit down. By statistics, I wasn't supposed to preach this morning, but I don't believe in statistics. God! I'll make that boy blow that horn again. That boy subpoenaed God this morning. God had to come. I love it. I gotta call what mother man there? I gotta call Joy and tell me the boy cutting up now. You better get back down here. Them boy cutting up, man. Come off of vacation. This boy going wild down here. In Romans 5:2-5, through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given us. Now let's make this declaration here. I rejoice in the hope that God's glory manifests in my life. And my continued endurance is producing hope today. I have this hope that I will not be disappointed or put to shame, because the love of God has been poured into my heart. Lift your hand.